Hi everyone, this is Jamie Robe, your host of the HunkerDownGuide.com website and podcast, and I'm happy to see you today on June 18th, 2026 for our normal Tropical Thursday look ahead into the tropics. If you haven't gone there yet, we have the website, and we're going to be going through the hurricane tracking room contents that I have here. I have all sorts of maps and different things that we can look at real quick. So let's go ahead and again, this is at hunkerdownguide.com, so you can do this yourself as well. But let's go ahead and look at the forecasts out in the future. And we're going to look at the 7-day graphical outlook. Now, from last Thursday, there was quite a lot of excitement because that blob, if you remember, there was a blob down here in the tropics down by the Yucatan, and it ended up, had a 10% low probability of development, and it was going to go into Mexico, and then it started looking like it might go more into Texas, and then it actually formed up into Tropical Storm Arthur right at the, actually yesterday. So the remnants of that storm are actually over land right now. So it's lost its tropical punch, but you can see there might be some energizing of the system when it gets out over the Atlantic. And so it's interesting to, look back at those tracks. We can actually, in the podcast, if you look up at the Hunker Down Guide podcast, we've got here it is. This is last Thursday, is in June 11th. So that's where I was talking about where it looked like it was going to go over, Mexico, and had a low probability. Then I started posting some updates. This is where it started looking like it was going to, maybe go into Texas. And then we got another update where we, it looked like more like it was going to, actually form in, and then it did create a tropical storm there. So you can see these things evolve over time. Even though something might say there's only a 10% chance and it's going to do such and such, or could do such and such, it can change very rapidly. And what it did, it picked up on a frontal boundary, and that's why the new forecast shows it, spinning out across the U.S. and going, as a big rain event, basically. So let's look at some of the things that might be interesting here. In the maps, let's go to radar. So the radar of the Southeast U.S., you can see this area, and there's all sorts of warnings cropped up here and there. But this rain is going to move across, looks like Georgia come out right at near North Carolina. So those areas up there should be looking for, some increased thunderstorm activity and along that frontal boundary that kind of absorbed or became or absorbed Arthur, let's say. And we can also look out into, here's another thing that I just added, the NOAA Storm Prediction Center. If you look at that, it gives you a an interesting view of the whole U.S. I'll give it a second to load here. This site has a lot of cool maps on it, but in a second this will load, and it will have the kind of show you where the rain, storms, and other different kinds of bad weather can form up. Of course, it has to take a few seconds here. Well, that's loading. Actually, here we go. It did load up, and we've got, you can just go over this thing here. You can see kind of the combined outlooks. It's marginal thunderstorm activity, not too bad. There's a little tornado, marginal increase in tornado activity when it gets back towards the coast. Wind is not a significant thing, but you can, there's a lot of tools that these sites on NOAA have. So it's definitely worth looking at that. Of course, the National Hurricane Center is where you get the latest, you know, information. So here's the track of, you know, where this is going, and then it could reemerge. So it's only got a 10% chance of cyclone formation in the next 7 days. You know, this is not something that's going to turn into a major, you know, hurricane or something over the next week. But we have to keep our eyes open because the tropics, you know, this is part of the season here. We're already, you know, on June 18th. So, we're getting into it. And, you know, we can look at the long range forecast as we did 7 day forecast. And you can always look at the global thing, and you can see there's still, you know, because of El Nino, there's a lot more activity in the Pacific side than in the Atlantic. So we can always go to the 7 day forecast and click on the link for it. And if we go down here, we can flip to the Pacific. There's nothing right now in there, and we can click to the Central Pacific where Hawaii is, and there's nothing there. So right now we just got the Arthur, remnants of Arthur, and you know, that's what we've got looking out ahead. Now I'm gonna post. I always post this episode onto the website, and then I update it. You know, with every day or so with what's happening, kind of a strategic view of things. You should always go to the National Hurricane Center to get the official, you know, live data from these things. But, you know, it is kind of, I wouldn't say it's, I guess it's kind of fun to look at these things. It's not fun when there's something coming in on you. So I, you know, I hope that people are in the path of even this remnant of Arthur don't get too much damage. You know, from rain flooding and things like that. You can't underestimate what these tropical systems are capable of doing. So I do want to show one more thing on the website. So let's go back to the Hunker Down Guide. And I'm going to do a series on this topic that we're going to talk about over the next week ahead. I'm working on the episodes to release, and so it's like a little mini series. And the topic is kind of a plan, Hurricane Plan 101. And this is, I call it the big question, to stay or get away. And this is actually from the book that I wrote called Day Before Disaster. There's 10 prep steps in the book, and step one is to try to help you figure out if you're going to stay in your home during a hurricane or tropical storm or get away. And again, this course is on the website and it's free to everyone. So I've tried to you know, put in all of the things that wouldn't even fit into the book in that chapter. It's probably, you know, it's too much for just a chapter in a book, but it needed to have its own, you know, course or something. So I start out, you know, why this is an important decision to make. You know, you're going to have your plan A and your plan B. So if your two choices are, you're going to stay and shelter in place, or you're going to get away and evacuate to a safer location. And so you have to, this course helps you walk through the things you need to find out for yourself from official sources and your own investigation, and make your plan ahead of time. So you'll have a plan A, and then if you have a plan A, just take the other option as your plan B, because you always need a backup plan because things can change. And then I start out and go into things like, you know, what is a hurricane evacuation zone? Because obviously, you know, we see these maps and these red areas and yellow areas and everything. And what does this mean exactly? You know, there's these different types of maps about hurricane evacuation zones, inland flooding zones that FEMA maintains, and there's all sorts of factors. So basically, I want you to have a way to think these things through. So, again, we talk a lot about the hurricane evacuation zones, the flood zones and inland flooding potential, home construction and physical environment. So you can evaluate, you know, if your structure and your environment is safe to stay in, And then personal circumstances like health and emotional well-being and resilience, things like that. And then go through your decision-making process and when to take action. So again, we're going to go through this in detail in a little mini series on this show. So keep your eyes open for that. Again, if you want to, you know, look at these things right now, you could always buy the book on Amazon, Day Before Disaster, A Procrastinator's Guide to Hurricane Preparedness. And of course, you're always welcome to, you know, come back to the website and take the course for free. And I think that's about it for this Thursday. And we'll watch, keep our eyes together on this tropical season ahead. And I hope you can start your preparations now for something that could happen in the future. Anyway, that's what we're about here, hurricane preparation. And it's nice to see you and talk to you soon.